Hi everyone, I'm Madonna Guy and you're here with The Natural Alternative. Welcome. Today I would love to introduce my good friend Janice Muir. Welcome, Janice.
Good morning, Madonna. Good morning, listeners.
Now I've heard you call yourself the Fortitude Mentor. How about we chat about what that means and how that can help people?
Darling, it's an interesting concept, and I get people go, "What?" The thing is, I walk the talk and talk the walk. And predominantly because of where my journey has gone. I've dealt with breast cancer. I've dealt with losing my partner to Alzheimer's dementia. I've dealt with losing my daughter in this 4-year stuff. We have no communication anymore. I don't have any communication with my grandchildren. So I understand what that pain is. So, when I stand in my fortitude, I stand in my essence of who I am as a person and how I've managed to get through what I've gotten through to show you there is always a way.
Right. So you help people to recognize where they are, to see where they are.
One way. Yep, you've got to be right here, right now. Right, we're starting here. Go on.
Yes. And then, so what are the type of people who come to see you?
Good question, lovely, because it varies from many facets. I had a lady just recently. She said, "I'm stuck. I feel like I'm in the trenches. I feel like there's, no way to go, and I want to make a decision on something." And I said, "Well, let's work out what that is first. Why are you in this place?" And she said, "Well, I want to, but I'm not sure. I've been, And I said, "Okay, let's stop there. Let's look at what that decision is." And with that, I said, "Let's PGA." And it's nothing to do with golf.
PGA.
We plan the goal to achieve.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay. So, from that perspective, she shared with me she'd been back to see her dad in England. She'd come back to Australia and she was in turning point, turning around in circles. Should I, would I, could I, shall I? All of those sorts of questions. And she told me that she was going to do some journaling. And I said, "Journaling is great. Ask yourself all those questions." And she came back to me. She said, "I may not need you." And I said, "Oh, okay, But she said, "My PGA gave her the awareness that she was looking for."
Right.
Right? So at least if it was one small snippet, it's one small snippet, right? And she said, "I've actually made the decision and my family's really happy for me. I'm going back to England."
Beautiful.
And I thought, my job is done. And it's about being able to find that. Some other people are in a deeper space. They need more information. They need to work out things. We start off with looking at the wheel of life as a starting point, because many facets in the wheel of life can have you stuck in whatever that is at that point in time.
Yes. And it's funny, my brother David is a holistic counselor and he works in my clinic a few days a week. And he said that he's been so grateful for having a spiritual, because so many people don't have a spiritual arm on their
True.
wheel of life.
True.
And imagine going through the last 4 years without a spiritual cell in your body. I think that's what's allowed people to get through and keep their sanity, when the crazy is going on.
Agree.
Especially, like you say, losing family members, losing grandchildren. That is a tough one, and you are not the only one.
No, I know that. I
It's
know that.
awful how common this is.
Yeah, and it's sad that even my partner's daughter has basically said, "Oh, I'm too busy for family now. I won't be contacting you." What? And yet she was a weekly phoner. We'd have a conversation and then to just go, "Stop." Wow.
It's like femininity or boundaries gone crazy.
It is, I
You
agree.
know, it's like people have heard too many little snippets on Instagram that say put yourself first, but they don't realize at whatever age they're at
They're
how
at the
important that is to have
40 age
that.
bracket, 40 age
Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna be it's I think we're in a really bizarre time on the planet. Can I say that?
What would I say? Lovely. I say, I'm grateful for being, sorry, I'll say it. I'll say that again.
Yeah.
I am grateful for being a 50s baby,
Yeah.
right? Because I believe in this point, right here, right now, I have grown up through the best time in life
Yeah.
because of all of the highs and the lows. I mean, it's like taking a walk across that bridge. We could have done anything and everything. Played in the sand, played in the water, you know, everything. We had really minimal restrictions to what is around today.
Absolutely. It's I know I'm goosebumping. I'm
Yep.
goosebumping because
Perfect.
I hate to say it, but I think those best times are gone. Like
Oh,
unless some magic happens on the planet, like I mentioned in my message last night, you know, unless some magic happens, I don't know how we're going to stop this.
no, I don't either, lovely, and I'm totally in alignment with you on that. I look at my partner's grandchildren, and they're only, what are they, 6 months, 2 years, and 3.5 years, right? So they're the prime candidate of being caught up in this stuff. They think they have freedom, but they haven't realized the schooling and what's going to happen from the schooling point of view that's
Yes.
going to make massive impact.
Yeah.
I now understand. In fact, I had a conversation with my partner this morning. Why are we in the space that we are in from a point of where our dollar value is, where our government is, where everything is happening? And I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, but it's a
Yeah.
rabbit hole of its own. But in a general context, we have all had so much outside influence that's impregnated us because we thought it was normal when in fact we should have been repelling it.
Yes.
But we didn't know then as we do now.
Yes.
And that is
Yeah.
why I say start from where you are, right here, right now. And
I was very lucky at the, you know, and I'm thinking about anything in life. It's normal to us what we're going through because that's what we've always done.
yes.
And our ego defense mechanisms will hold us in that pattern. Whether or not it is denying stuff, whether it's minimizing stuff, whether or not it is hero worship, you know, whatever it is that we're doing, it's to protect our ego so
Correct.
that we're not getting hurt on a day-by-day basis. And I think the great thing about coaching with people like yourself is that it's another perspective. So when we've only got our own thoughts in
Oh,
our own mind, we are going to tell ourselves what we've always done.
done.
So, you know, and which is fine if things are going along swimmingly, but there's, you know, but it's like I did coaching a couple of years ago for my online training. I'd been talking about it for 10 years. So I did some coaching and, you know, now it's up and running. May not be going, but it's as good as I want it to get. You know, I don't want, you know, it's what it is. And
Yeah.
I'm happy with the amount of work I have to put in. I'm happy with my students. You know, I've sort of got a nice little thing, makes a bit more pocket money, and that's good fun.
That's and that's good. That means your outcome has been exactly what you asked for.
Yes.
And
Whereas
therein.
coaches, because when you're I'm assuming, knowing you quite well, you're a good listener. Yeah. Because isn't it funny? Because a lot of coaches, because I've known a lot of coaches, and coaches, there's like a particular thing that's been going on the last few years where they'll take someone like me and they'll go, no. You don't just want three students online. You want to have 1,000. This is the way we've got to do that. And I go, I don't want 1,000. I mean, the money would be great, but how much work do I have to do to get 1,000 training, you know? And then
I
what
think of the
infrastructure do I,
headaches.
you know? Absolutely. So listening, I think, for someone is hugely important, and a lot of people aren't even aware that they're not good listeners.
I couldn't agree more with you, and you've probably hit the nail on the head as far as I am concerned. If I can walk and share the talk of that, then I can talk it for their walk.
Yes.
Right? And so the situation is everything that everybody is looking for from my perspective only, right? But my view, my values, the way in which it's all happened for me is I didn't know it was all bloody well inside me. And the average person doesn't.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
therein lies why we look at what we do right here, right now. Okay? Have you done this? Have you done this? Have you, all those things are relevant, but then we've got to look at, well, how was the end result of that? What was happening? What did you do? What were the end outcomes?
Yes.
Right? Because sometimes you may have got an outside influence, but it's also we may have been thinking of something that's going on up here, and we acted on that. That in itself, sorry.
But you keep people on target for their goals?
Lovely.
Yes, that would be a
Let me come from another angle on that because many people don't understand how I do that, and I do that, I believe, well. And I'll say it from this perspective. You will hear from me, if not every day, every second day. And it's not to say, where the hell's your work? It's to say, how you going? What's happening? Have you been busy? Have you not been busy? No, generalize questions
Yes.
rather than being demanding and putting your thumb down. I
Yes.
create rapport as I build that communication for them to get the confidence. Right, to be able to take that next step. Well, you said this, and oh, I could do that. Well, now let's look at what that is.
Yes.
Where I've been coached, and I've had some ex interesting perspectives of coaching, and as much and as all as I know, I'm different, and we all are. I get that.
Yes.
I'm not unique, but the style of coaching has to come back to fit in and be in alignment with me. If it's not, I do not stay. I say, cheerio, I'm off, and I leave.
Yeah.
And they are, I mean, my boundaries have to be set to be able to keep working with that person. And
Absolutely.
that's what I respect and respect for the person as well. Let's work this out.
Yeah. Yeah, I find exactly the same thing. When a client is getting to the spot where I'm dreading seeing them, I know it's time to cut the cord.
Oh,
And
massively.
because it doesn't happen very often, it's maybe happened 3 times in 30 years for me. But I remember, like I sort of joke that it's my wounded animal speaking voice. So I sort of, say, look, maybe I'm not the person for you. And
Exactly. I look at it this way, lovely. I've come to understand over the last 20 years, because the journey has been that digging, swimming, looking at turning points. And I come to the point of, wow, I have so much intuition coming to me that I didn't know that at the younger age.
right.
However, I'm going to do a little plug here for the moment, only because it's awareness, right?
Yes.
I wrote this book called A Vision to Win. That's my gold medal that I won at 10 years of age in state championships for athletics. Now, what I'm saying here is just to give you an outline, but I used the traffic lights as my race, and we had to go through at least 40 traffics. Intersections to get to the track, and every one I used my dad as the starting line. I looked at the cars outside, and I took a line. And my dad did have a heavy foot, I will say that. So I kind of knew I was going to get to the intersection other side to already win the race. So my mindset was already working this out at 10 years of age, but I didn't understand it then as I do now. Now, I'm only sharing that for a point of that awareness as it is around us everywhere and it comes through us.
Yes.
And that's the part that I want and aim to share to people. And when I say want, yeah, that's my want, I get that. But it's in the part of being able to bring people's awareness to that, that everything they actually need is already within them.
Yeah.
It's crucial.
Yes.
It's
I it feels to me like that is part of the design of the planet to dumb people down so that their awareness of what we can achieve is not obvious.
massive. Look, let me just share a little story. I now understand why my family, sorry, why I, within my family, one of five, right, always saw things differently. I couldn't laugh at their jokes. They were stupid. I couldn't really join in. Whenever we went out as a family, I'd lag behind. I didn't want to be associated with the family because I didn't feel right. But I had no idea or understanding how come, what for, why for. And I had somebody, we did the pineapple factory here in Brisbane many, many moons ago, because I won't tell you how old I am. But I did the pineapple factory, and a lady said to me, she said, "Oh," she said, "you're definitely different to the rest of the family." And I said, "Oh, okay." My two sisters, 18 months apart, acted like twins, you know, and they got treated as twins. To me, it was duh, but I didn't understand why. Now I do. And that's why intuitively for me, it oozes out of me.
Can you give us an example about, without naming names, obviously, can you give us a lovely example about where someone was and where you helped them to?
Predominantly, darling, yes. Let me just think. I had a friend, not so much she was in an abusive relationship, but she had found her place that she had lost the sensation of love. And
Right.
she came to me very weepy, very unsure, very, you know, unstable. And we had a conversation that actually allowed her to realize all of those feelings were okay, not to feel bad that she was having those feelings. And it was in a situation where all I did was just give her some words to share as a way of approaching her partner with a completely different perspective. And those things were something along the lines, is there another way that, i.e., you, the partner, could look at this because I'm not feeling what you're saying? And she did. She tried that and she came back to me and she said, well, that worked. You know, a situation of being able to say that with confidence, feel the essence. And she said it actually opened up to a huge conversation between myself and my partner. It allowed us to have a more deeper connection. And she said, so we started to rekindle again. Now it's only one aspect, but
Yes.
it's that aspect that has the empowerment. You know, it actually gives the individual the strength to realize, well, if I could say that another way, rather
Yeah.
than biting back, she rang me instead, and she's still with that partner today.
A change of perspective can make all the difference, can't it?
It's huge.
Yes.
Lovely. I've always been somebody that in my everyday life, somebody will say blah, 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 blah. And I'll say, that's an interesting point of view. Is there another way you could look at that? And, you know, you get that strange look. But at the same time, what it's done is people will say, oh, and I might give a suggestion or put some prompts out there. Well, actually, this happened and that happened. I said, well, that's another point of view than looking at it that way. I feel, and correct me, Madonna, if you sense this as well, we have been coerced in some way to be boxed into that line of thinking when I'm actually outside. I'm in the flame and triangle
Yeah.
outside the box. I can't stand to be in the box.
Yes.
That's my natural innate ability.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? People in our line of work helping people are often in that place. I was always the one who made my own clothes, you know, quirky and wacky when I was a kid. I was a vegetarian for 20 years before it was popular. I've been a meat eater again for another 10 years now. We were non-drinkers for 10 years. I obviously got into natural therapies by the time I started studying at 22. So, you
Wow,
know,
excellent.
30 years. So, you know, and again, you know, that's been the non-mainstream for most of my life.
I'm a sower as well, right? So, you know, up until these last couple of years, but every outfit I took to work was never the same as Joe and Henry's and George's and, you know,
Yes.
Mary's, because I designed it all myself.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for that.
Yes.
Absolutely grateful. I've got all my sewing stuff there now, and I think, what am I going to do with it? Because I'm ready to pass it on now. I'm got to that point. I just do mending now for me.
Nice.
That's it. That's it. I think it's a situation that this lovely thing called the mobile phone, I think that has had a huge impact on society, on humanity. And I think in this day and age, we are so governed just to look at that,
Yes.
and that's gospel. And this is where I think the heavies to be have known that this is what would happen because of that way of thinking. And that
Yes.
is where the impact is now so focused. I heard somebody on telly last night say something along the lines, because I were talking about limiting the age limit for kids on mobile phones.
Oh, yes.
And her comment was, but there's so much to learn from the mobile phone. And I thought, holy shit.
Yeah.
We used to go outside and play in the mud. We used to skip across the bridge. We used to go for a bike ride. I came from a dairy farm. I had to work on the farm.
I had a friend from grade 1 to grade 7, and I regularly spent time out on her dairy farm.
I have no regrets. I have no regrets. I love the country. It just is being awkward in this day and age to have a solid job in the country that has been rewarding enough. I've had to move to the city. So therein lies problem number one. The mobile phone is restricting us in so many avenues.
It sure is.
Yeah, it's an interesting time in life.
Yes. And I keep thinking that I need to buy myself a Faraday cage and put my little phone in the Faraday cage every night so I can't hear it, so I'm not attracted to the beeping. Don't go there,
You raise a very valid point for the simple reason, I never thought of the Faraday situation, but I've trained myself. The only thing I use my phone for at night time is deep meditation sleeping.
Oh, nice.
Right. And like last night was all about I think it was 111 meditation vibration, right? To let go, to shed, to lift. And that's all I listen to for a night now. And it's just on a very low volume. And I just wake when I need to and I'm back into it. And I seem to be improving day by day.
Beautiful.
Because I believe that's the essence for me.
Yes.
Others look at it and they're so busy with it that they forget the essence of what it can do for us in a real harmonic way.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no. So, do you have a couple of tips for people out there today?
I've always got a tip of some description.
I thought you might.
Let's say somebody wants to write their book. Let's use that. I mean, I'm an author of five books. Okay. So from that perspective, I've done a little bit of work around that. And one of the things that I would strongly recommend is ask your higher self, what is it that I need to write about in my story? Now, I was very fortunate and I had that awareness. And it all just came flooding into me. I knew as a young child, 12 years of age, I was going to be an author someday, but I had no idea what I was going to write about. And it wasn't until I was in my 40s that I started to write. But there was a awareness of understanding, clarity that I just kept saying, well, what is it I write about today? What is the next thing that I need to share today? How can I bring this into some structure and allow it to be? Now, you're not going to get the answer straight away, but you'll get the answer over hours, couple of days. So, my tip number one is to ask and wait until you receive.
Yeah, there's a yogi sort of question to the universe is what's the solution?
Yeah.
So there is a solution for everything. It's asking that higher power. It's asking that internal knowledge.
Totally. And every thought that we are having is an indication of what we could be doing.
Yes.
And this is the other side of it. Tip number two, be aware of what you are thinking, what thoughts are running through. And we have multitude of thoughts every day. However, there'll be one theme that will consistently show up, right? That theme is the indication of looking and exploring further. Trust it. Because without doing that, your intuition is way out there, you know?
Yeah.
If you come to trust your intuitive, you will find the answer.
I've often found that anxiety is because people aren't following their true path.
Yes, I agree. And I'm going to say on a slightly di see, I'm doing it already.
Yes.
I'm going to say on a slightly different angle. They've just listened to too much chatter.
Yeah.
They've just listened to Joan and Henry and George coming in, where it's taken them off path, throwing them here, put something else. And they've gone, holy shit, what am I doing? Because they can't see the mirror. When in fact, all they need to do is just sit quietly and really get in contact with self. My breast cancer journey told me that.
Yeah.
I was very fortunate, and I'll just share this little quick story. I was very fortunate that I came across a psychologist who did some work with me, and as funny as this may sound, but she had me do a vacuum clean of my mouth. And then we moved it up into the brain. And she took a vacuum cleaner through all of those parts in my mind that I didn't feel safe in. I felt illness. I felt uncertainty. I felt disconnection with. And I was able to do this, and I mean, huge amounts of tears, monstrous amounts of tears. But that's good. That's a very good
Yeah.
indication you're breaking through and you're getting clarity, you're getting
Yeah.
some clearness, right? But that vacuum cleaner never leaves me, because if I'm having a bad day, I've just come out of a bullying situation, so get it out, suck it away. Throw it in the air. I don't need it anymore. Tip number three, release and let go.
Release and let go.
Oh, I'll add to that. When that is happening and you want to get rid of that, release, 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 release. It's in the action, releasing, 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 release, release, and release, 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 until you feel, oh, that feels better.
Yeah, because
Brendan does.
that action actually moves, yeah, energetically, because we are just not all, you know, we're not just skin and bones, baby.
No, there's so much more to us. That would be tip number three, and I won't go any further because I could get excited and keep going.
Now, how do people find you, Janice?
Predominantly, you can find me at coaching at janicemuir.com. I do have a website. It's in the middle of being revamped at the moment, and it's called coaching.janicemuir. Oh, now I've got to remember myself. Yeah, coaching.janicemuir at sorry, janicemuir.com. I'll send the link to you for definite on that one, because I'll.
Beautiful. I'll have it streaming down the bottom so people can find it.
And basically, the website is all about you taking the journey.
Right. So you've got some information on there for people.
I've got about 8 or 9 downloads all around certainty, clarity, direction, true grit. You know, you've got to
Beautiful.
have grit to keep going. So there's a huge amount to download. I'm just tweaking it because I've grown.
Yes.
Right?
Isn't that the funny thing being, that's a good thing being in our field as well, because I find that clients teach us as well. So very regularly I'll have a client and I'll be doing something and go, I've never done that before. Never thought of
I
it
agree.
that way before.
And it's always to do with the different perspective of the way in which we look at things.
Yes.
There is something that I learned very, very early on this journey. And predominantly it was this. Do I make a change or do I stay as I am? And somebody said to me, well, if you make a change, watch the things around you change.
Yes.
And, you know, I share that often for the simple reason when you're in that mindset, snap it, shift it, tweak it. As Tony Robbins said, shift it, right?
Yes.
And by doing that, then sit back and watch everything else around you change.
Yes. Now, the funny thing about that is that it might not be the response you're expecting either.
Correct.
And so, sort of thing, I'm thinking about relationships. So,
Nothing.
sometimes relationships have been built on a wobbly foundation. So if we've got something going on in that wobbly foundation that is not empowering for both people, and one person starts raising their vibration, raising their frequency, raising their boundaries or beliefs or whatever, and the other person doesn't want to, then that can shift things in a way that we're not expecting it as well.
Very good point, and I will honor that. I'm going to say I have been so fortunate. The gentleman that I'm with now, 21 years, has just kept saying, oh, yeah, you keep changing. It's okay. You keep changing. It's okay. Because he's admiring my change.
Yes.
How I have been very fortunate
So he
to
loves your strength,
protect.
obviously.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
And that, you know, we are chalk and cheese. Right? He's the introvert. I'm a bit extrovert. And the differences of how we perceive things. He's a great, what's the word? Counteractive, because I'll go to him and say, blah, 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 and he'll say, blah, blah, blah. And I'll think, oh, okay. Can you give me more information? Because he only
Yes.
gives it to me in 3 words and I give it to him in 1,000.
Oh,
And therein
that's
lies
funny.
it.
That's so like my hubby and I.
Yeah, look, it's a perfect relationship because we make it work.
Yes.
We've had our rocky times, but
Yes.
we all go through that.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes that change that we are witnessing has to be a change for better you
Yeah.
and for you to become aware of what is actually around you.
Yeah.
Right? Because those boundaries could be what could be dragging you down. But it could be the other way where as I say, my partner actually enhances me because he listens.
Yeah.
So you've got to be not with blinkers closed, you've got to be with blinkers open
Yeah.
for that change to be whatever the direction is.
Yeah, I was just thinking another thing about coaching is that quite often people don't know why they believe what they believe.
Correct.
So when you start delving into, well, that's an interesting belief system. Is it working for your higher purpose at the moment? And it takes a little bit of nutting out that little conversation for people to even understand that sometimes their belief systems are simply because it's the way it's always been done in their brain or their family or their life or their job or at school or whatever.
Correct. Their values are also something that they stick by. And sometimes I think it's ego has the control over them.
Right.
Right? That's my perspective because I think that's what's happened for me. And I've done a lot of work around ego to the point that now, no, excuse the expression, bugger off, ego. I don't
Yeah.
need you anymore because I want to know intuitively what's going on? Because my higher self is giving me that awareness and understanding. How I speak it out is how I've experienced it.
Yes.
Right? I didn't lose my partner to Alzheimer's dementia for nothing. What it taught me was what is happening up here.
Yes.
An articulated man with so much knowledge in the technical world, and by technical I mean turner and fitter, Somebody mechanical, somebody that was able to look at an instrument and turn it upside down and make something else out of it. Gone. It was a huge wake up for me. What's going on up here? And
Yeah.
that really set me on the journey of understanding A, the power of personal development, B, the power of who I am as a person. So I've experienced the loss of him, of which there is a book written for it, Forget Me Not. And I talk about the whole journey, not just the highs and the lows, the nitty-gritties of it. But what I'm trying to say here is that experience turned my life around. Hardship of what it was, but I'm a better person for it.
Yeah.
The awareness, the understanding, the interconnection. There's a light right above me, and I just keep looking up to that as my light through me. Couldn't ask for a better situation.
Oh my goodness. There are so many people going through grief who could utilize your services. People who are just stuck because of crazy
Yeah,
losses.
totally.
Yeah.
Totally understand. Look, it's in some ways, I personally, this is me personally, I feel so much for people because I have an empath approach to things. I'm deep in compassion,
Yes.
right? And sometimes I get caught in that, where I've got to sometimes step right away and say, right now, let's look at this with another viewpoint and
Yes.
open up that way. And
Yeah.
that can be very hard on some people because they're in this space,
Yeah.
right? So it's a bit like taking a walk across the bridge. When we get to the other side, there's 1,001 trees, but which pathway will we take? And it's about being able to stand in your true essence of who you are as a person.
Yeah, beautiful.
Love you.
No, that's awesome. Sorry, I've got a little I know that you're doing your little teaser about a new product that you're very excited about. And I'm sort of as you were chatting, I was sort of thinking about your ex-partner who died of the Alzheimer's. And one of the things I'm particularly excited about it is that potentially, because it changes the way we metabolize fats and it works through the vagus nerve, I'm very hopeful for people who have brain challenges that it might be able to help them.
Look, I'm not putting any awareness of medical state in, but I can only state from my own perspective. I truly believe that it is possible. The reason being is I'm with much more clarity,
Yes.
right, in myself. The other thing is I'm also in the last 12 months, been through a diabetes neuropathy situation where I wasn't able to walk, and I've had to go back and be in hospital and learn to walk again. So that's a horrific journey on its own. But since being on this marvelous product, I am getting full capacity back in my legs. The inflammation is, I don't shiver of a night time in my legs anymore, like the nerves were really fighting each other,
Yeah.
right? Whereas now I can go have a really good night's sleep with no additional pains.
How many days have you been on it, Janice?
I'm going to say a fortnight to yesterday.
So 14, 15 days. I know, I'm loving it.
The other thing that I'll just mention is my curiosity got the better of me, and I wasn't going to do this. No. We'll just wait. But I started to put myself on the scales because I was just curious what my body was doing. And I believe I'm averaging around 250 grams a day.
Wow, amazing.
Right? But I'm keeping records around the waist, around the bust, around the shoulders, and keeping knowledge of that for the simple reason there's the history.
Yes. Have
So,
you used that app on the phone, Me360?
yes, that's where I started. That's where I've got.
Okay.
I'll probably do it in the nutty next time, so there is no clothes interference.
Oh, it's
because
such an attractive look, isn't it, when it does the 3D visual of us? Oh my
well,
goodness.
it does give you a really good impression of what you are in
Yes.
your full capacity and size.
Yes.
Right? Now, having said that, I couldn't believe the accuracy that it came back with,
Right.
because there was half a centimeter out for my waist measurement from the tape to the scan, and there was half a centimeter, yes, centimeter of the hip measurement.
Right. Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so I was slightly bigger than it actually said, but then again, the clothes were not tight fitting.
Yes.
That's why I think I'll do it in the nutty next time, because if it's going
Yeah.
to come up as a blob rather than a shaped,
Yes.
right, then I'm safe.
And it's interesting because it does give you five free scans on that app.
Yes.
Yeah, so it gives people the confidence that things are shifting, even because the wait can take a bit longer. And the thing again I love about it is that because it supports from a naturopathic perspective, you
Yep.
never know where it's going to heal first.
Oh, massive.
We know it's a massive dose of this Atafite from the matured bitter hops extract. We
Yep.
know that it will support the microbiome healing. We know it will support the leaky gut healing. We know that it works through the vagus nerve, so therefore can support pain and neurological challenges from the butt to the tip of the head. And
Yep.
obviously your legs, your legs.
Perfect.
So, it's a really interesting product.
It's a very interesting product, and the thing that I love about this, and this will probably sound a bit weird to the listeners, is it's approximately, I think it's 70 years in the making. So that is not that it's a fly-by-nighter, fix-overnighter, right?
Yes.
70 years ago, they found this extract, but they couldn't work out how to get it to a point that made it like,
Cost effective. Yes, in 1953 dollars, it cost $1,000,953 dollars to grab a gallon of it.
At that point in time. So to be able to put it all inside a little thing like this that we snap and it squirts out has taken umpteen years and umpteen scientists to be able to bring that into fruition. Now that gets me excited that I'm not dealing with a quick fix.
Yes. And the other thing I love about it, because we've been talking about divine intervention or listening to your inner guides or your spirit or whatever it is, the guy who came up with the solution for how to get the ingredient out about 5 years ago went to, was he the pastor of a church? I can't remember, but went to sleep and had a dream as he went to sleep about how to get the ingredient out in a more cost-effective manner.
That in itself is, I get chills up my spine.
Yep. I just love it. I just love it. He went back to work the next day and said, I think I've got a way that this could work.
Exactly. So there was intuition working in a way that we don't even understand what's happening from a science point of view, but we've now heard that story and it's been told so many times of truth. That's exactly what happened. So
Oh,
that,
it's very exciting. It's very exciting.
very exciting. I think it's something that will, the next 6 months will be more, what's the word, dynamic.
Yes.
Because everybody has to come to the realization this is not just a short-term fix. This is
Yes.
a long-term fix, and some will drop off because, they can't do it.
Yes.
Right? But there'll be others that'll be have the congruency to stay the path. They'll walk
Yes.
through there
Because
and they'll.
it's not just about fat loss and visceral fat loss. This is a whole body healing mechanism that we're
Correct.
finding.
Correct. Couldn't agree more with
And
you.
because it's supporting all the things that are our all-cause mortalities, that most, as soon as we have that extra abdominal visceral fat, we have more all-cause mortality for cancer and diabetes and heart disease and dementia and depression and so many things, arthritis. And yeah, so
Exactly.
it's mind-blowing how it's going to help people.
I couldn't agree more. And the beautiful thing is, even though it's taken that long to get it to this point, to be in a little snap, we are still witnessing, and I want to call it an experimental change, because the testimonial aspect is so short since it started its concept.
Yes.
Right? And Australia is only, what are we now? Probably
A month in?
a month, yeah, I was going to say 5 weeks in.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. I had somebody yesterday, I had a conversation with, she said, can you give me some testimonials? I said, well, I can, but the problem is it's only 3 weeks that we've physically been taking the product because it took the fortnight to get it into the country.
Invite them to the Facebook group.
Oh, I've done that. I've done
Yeah.
that. So,
Yeah.
you know, that in itself told me tenfold, more and more and more will find it, but there will be those that'll drop off because they don't follow the protocols.
Yes, I'm loving the 360 scan results within 2, 7, 10, 14 days that people are sharing. You know,
Yes.
people are honoring us with allowing us to see their results because it's huge to admit this stuff.
Huge. And it's
Huge.
also confronting when you're doing it from a personal basis.
Yes.
I mean, many people may see me, but I don't have two breasts anymore. I lost a breast through breast cancer,
Yeah.
right? And I didn't want to show that on the screen of the 360 because I'm embarrassed. It's not embarrassed, but there's just a self-consciousness for me,
Yeah.
right? Something I have not had as an easy process since 2006, right? But I've got better because now I can go out without the bra and have a one tit hanger.
Yeah. No.
So what I was
Absolutely.
going to say is, when you've gone through so many other ailments and you can just see that your own body is improving, it is a gratitude,
Yeah.
absolute gratitude, that
Yes.
I've come across this product.
Yeah.
So
Awesome.
grateful.
Well, thank you so much, Janice. I look forward to seeing you again next month, and good luck with your journey. Amazing. And everyone, like, we'll have the details below so you can contact Janice and have a chat.
Perfect, lovely. I look forward to speaking to anybody who has the connections, and I'm grateful and thank you so much for this contact.
Beautiful. Mwah.
Bye,
Okay.
lovely.
Bye.
Cheers for now.
Cheers for now.